My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now. And washed it away down the kitchen sink. The dog days are over. The dog days are done. The horses are coming, so you.
We had a great day yesterday at Granite Links and the Greg Hill Show Live yesterday morning. Our next GHS Live is on the south coast of the Commonwealth 1 week from Friday. We will be at a place I've never been to, but I hear it is incredible. The Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. Mm-hmm. So we will be there. There's a big charity event, big cigarette boat charity event, and Wiggy hates being on boats when they're moving, but we're gonna get them out on a cigarette boat.
Mm-hmm. Which don't go found slow. Out what You'll that was.
They go slow. Don't
mine,
worry.
Mine.
I found out what a cigarette boat is. It's called a speed boat.
So it's a poker run that they do every year, and they raise a ton of money, and we will be there 1 week from Friday, and I hope that you will come out and join us at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River for the next GHS Live. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I know the song, but it's going to take me.
I heard a song reminding me
from long ago.
Back then I thought that things were never going to change.
go back, right?
Sure is, Greg.
Is it Eddie Money?
Well done, Gregory. Good job. Hold it from the annals of your memory.
And do it all over, but I can't go back, I know.
That is former New York City police officer Eddie Money, the late Eddie Money. And here is Shime's lead for you finally this morning. Hello, Shime.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning. Patriots training camp has officially opened up today. And we heard from Gerard Mayo yesterday. He had this to say about who your QB1 is to start camp and kind of what to expect from the new rookie quarterback as well.
Coming out of the spring, I don't think there's any doubt Jacoby is the starting quarterback at this point in time. I mean, we can look at these other quarterbacks on the roster. At the same time, like, it's about competition. And so when we get out on the field this summer with the pads on, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby is the most pro-ready guy we have. Look, if Dre, and this goes to any position, if he comes out here and he lights it up, and once again, it goes back to the quality of reps, it could absolutely happen. Like, I sit here and tell you, like, coming out of the spring, Jacoby looks like the starting quarterback. Now, with that being said, he'll have competition. Let's not forget about even Joe Milton. Let's not forget about Zappi. All those guys will have opportunities to go out there and be the starting quarterback in week one.
What are we doing? Why are we doing this? Yeah. Why are we doing this dance and song, or song and dance, however the hell you say it?
You think it's a song and dance, or do you think he really believes that Drake May is not pro ready?
No.
I mean, that's the alarming, that would be the alarming part of it if you were going to be alarmed. I mean,
you don't take a quarterback at number 3 overall if you don't feel like he's pro ready. If you don't feel like he can come in and take snaps.
But he references, he references spring. So he is very careful to say, coming out of what they saw in the spring, Jacoby Brissett is more pro-ready than Drake May is.
That just means that Jacoby Brissett has been in the league longer.
Okay.
And exactly.
This is
some song and dance. You didn't need to announce a QB1. Or you could have just said, Drake May's our QB1 because he deserves all the first team reps.
Okay.
You shouldn't be taking away any opportunity that this kid has now to learn ahead of the regular season. He should be playing with the first team
so
at all times.
Are you suggesting that this is the same kind of thing that Bill Belichick might have said?
I actually believe Bill Belichick would have said the complete opposite.
About a high draft pick at quarterback to get him motivated? Is this the same kind of thing that Bill might have said?
No, I think Bill would have said...
I think he would have farted into the mic and said, we're going to do what's best for the football team.
Every position is open to competition. That's what Bill Belichick would have said, which I would have been fine with in this scenario.
I mean, Mayo kind of said that at the
end. Nope, he said Jacoby Brissett, QB1.
Go the other way with
it. What are we doing?
Go Drake May is our starter. That's who we drafted.
So mistake by Mayo in your mind.
I think so. I definitely think so. This is the guy that you're connecting your future to. So just give him the reps. I hate when people go, well, he's got no offensive line. He's going to get killed.
Oh, that's me.
What happens when Jacoby Brissett gets killed and gets hurt? You got to put Drake May behind that offensive line.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, it is frustrating because you just want to, like, let him loose. Like, Wiggy says this all the time. You spent the draft pick on him, so see what he is. Curtis said it the other day as well. Like, see what he is so you know.
Right. The sooner you know, the sooner you can dictate and plan your future. I would also add that there are many people in this market that listen to the show and then rebut it without mentioning us. And I will just pay the favor back doing the exact same thing. Can anybody give me an example of a top draft pick at quarterback that sat behind a mediocre starter for a full season and then became great? Oh, wait. There is only one example, and it doesn't even really count because Lamar Jackson played at the end of his rookie year with Joe Flacco, who was never a Pro Bowler, but obviously was a Super Bowl MVP. It doesn't exist. And I would also throw out there that for all the Mahomes people, Andy Reid made a mistake. Don't you think the 2017 Chiefs may have had a better playoff run if they started Mahomes over Alex Smith? We all saw the next year Mahomes was in the AFC Championship with a lead late in the fourth quarter.
In the Twitch chat, a couple of those who are watching the show and chatting on Twitch want to know if you would vibe with Aaron Rodgers as an example, because he sat behind Brett Favre.
He's behind a legit Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and Brett Favre was still playing.
Yeah, so it has to be a mediocre quarterback.
Yeah.
Brett Favre's going to the Hall of Fame. Jordan Love sat behind Aaron Rodgers, who's going to the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady sat behind Drew Bledsoe, who is a perennial Pro Bowler. Was the highest paid player in the NFL at the time.
Tom Brady was also a sixth round pick.
Exactly,
so
but even if you want to use that as an example, like it, people don't play behind crappy quarterbacks.
It's look at the two teams that are ahead of you, the Chicago Bears and the Washington Commanders. Do you think Jaden Daniels is sitting behind Sam Hartman and Marcus Mariota?
Hell no.
Or do you think Caleb Williams is sitting behind Brett Rippin and those guys? No.
And Rodgers doesn't count in the trit set? He's won four MVPs. What is wrong with you people? Just because he's not Brady doesn't mean he sucks.
Yeah. All right. Good lead, Sean.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to talk about it all morning. And we're way behind, but that's okay. So we had the dog controversy to solve. But we'll get to They Said It at 7:20, if that's okay. And we will get to the rest of our leads this morning next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.